Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From feeling as though their work was depressingly overshadowed on the night, to labelling a WrestleMania main event showing as nothing short of miserable, these wrestlers won't be adding these bouts to their top tens anytime soon. And here are the varied and sometimes shocking reasons why. Sorry, Miller. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 recent wrestling matches that wrestlers hated. Number 10, Liv Morgan vs Natalya, Monday Night Raw 2020. There have been more than a few bumps in the road before Liv Morgan reached the point of challenging Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. One of the lowest periods in her up-and-down career within the WWE sphere came in the early stages of the pandemic era, as Morgan found herself battling against Natalya a few weeks removed from facing the Queen of Hearts at WrestleMania 36. And while that latter match must have felt like a bit of a career milestone for Liv, her Raw rematch with Natty most definitely did not. Taking to Twitter to shoot on the company's decision to cut her bout to pieces, and more specifically her offense within it, Morgan would tweet out, "Thank you for posting photos of what you cut out of my match, I guess." Clearly frustrated at having her momentum stall time and time again. A much improved Liv's work being stripped away from this already brief affair left quite the sour taste in the future contender's mouth. Number 9, Andrade El Idolo vs Pac, Friday Night Rampage, 2021. Never one to keep his thoughts and feelings to himself should he feel a tad aggrieved or disrespected, Andrade El Idolo once again didn't hesitate to let his fingers do the talking online in response to a last-minute change of plan. With Andrade and Pac set to originally go to war on the recently critically acclaimed 2021 AEW All Out pay-per-view, fans were caught a little off guard when that match was suddenly bumped off the supercard and onto the next episode of Friday Night Rampage instead. Andrade, too, was seemingly a little miffed by this altering of directions, liking a tweet sent out by a fan to his partner Charlotte Flair classing the B-Show as a Sunday Night Heat-esque offering, which read, "Why you let AEW put Andrade El Idolo on Friday Night Heat, I mean Rampage." In reality, the match was rescheduled due to Pac not being able to make the pay-per-view on the back of travel issues. But that still didn't stop Andrade from seemingly crapping on the contest, and its new placement before it had even had a chance to become a thing. The two still put on a pair of absolute bangers, though, regardless of Andrade's ill will towards the change-up. Number 8, Charlotte Flair vs Lacey Evans, Monday Night Raw 2021. Speaking of the Queen of WWE, Charlotte Flair also experienced a bit of an uncomfortable situation last year when it came to one of her own on-screen programs. Far from being annoyed at her placement, however, the now SmackDown Women's Champion was actually feeling a touch overshadowed by her iconic pops, as Ric Flair formed part of a questionable program involving his daughter and Lacey Evans. Flair would butt heads with the former Marine on a number of occasions in the ring. Yet Flair doesn't appear to look back too fondly on the whole experience of working these matches, and the icky angles involving Evans and her father, telling Hindustan Times, "When my dad got brought into the picture, I was like, man, it's 2021, and I don't want to share the screen with my dad. I am Charlotte Flair now, I am no longer Ric Flair's daughter." The program would be mercifully scrapped thanks to Evans becoming very much pregnant in the lead-up to Mania 37, paving the way for Flair to step back into the title title scene after the Show of Shows, where she's been stealing the headlines ever since. And with that in mind, number 7, Becky Lynch vs. Charlotte Flair, Survivor Series 2021. Coming into November's Survivor Series, the headlines were dominated by one showdown and one showdown alone. As the real-life heat between Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch threatens to boil over on countless occasions. Far from there being not an ounce of respect or love left to share between the two bitter enemies on the back of their grueling show stealer at the Big Four pay-per-view, though, the man's comments in the wake of their clash seem to suggest this entire ordeal had been a rather painful one for Lynch. As the evidently torn-up Raw Women's Champion told Sarah Schreiber backstage not long after the contest had concluded, to see where we came from to where we are now and the hatred there, you know? The hatred going out there, and it's so sad, you know? Underneath all of the theatrics and in-ring physicality shared between the pair in the lead-up and on the night itself, it's clear that Lynch was far from enjoying the reality of just how far she'd grown apart from the woman she once survived a car crash with and classed as her former best friend. Number 6, Team Raw vs. Team SmackDown, Survivor Series 2021. With WWE making the baffling decision of confirming their various SmackDown and Raw squads via Twitter, the notable absence of one particularly prominent Red Show face from the women's multi-person match had both fans and Rhea Ripley feeling a bit pissed off. Sticking up for her tag partner Nikki A.S.H., in an interview with Sportskeeda, the then women's tag team champion would explain, "To not have her on the team is a little bit disrespectful. To have one half of your tag team champions on the team and not the other half? It seems a little bit silly to me." Ever the professional, Ripley went about her work as usual in the match, before quickly picking up where she left off with Nikki and being booked questionably on Raw. But it's abundantly clear that the former NXT star was less than impressed to be taking part in the match without a mate.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5, Goldberg vs. Braun Strowman, WrestleMania 36. Few eras will be looked back on with more eye rolls and painful memories than that of the Performance Center spell of WWE, as the realities of the unprecedented global health crisis initially sank in. And while many stars under contract with Vinnie Mac's company were quick to note how this lack of crowd and more intimate setting forced them to think outside the box and challenge themselves as performers, Bill Goldberg had a less favorable review of the unforeseen situation. When talking about his miserable Universal Championship defense at that year's massively altered Mania 36, a bout that saw Braun Strowman drafted in for Roman Reigns late in the day, the man would recall to Ryan Satin of WWE on Fox, "There were so many circumstances surrounding what happened that day, it was something I'd just rather forget." The sight of Strowman walking out of the silent show with a Universal Championship did at least leave fans with a bit of a jaw-dropping moment, something folks at home were likely in need of during one of the darkest times in recent history. However, Big Bill would still sooner you forget about his PC squashing at the hands of a monster all the same. Number 4, Cesaro vs. Roman Reigns, WrestleMania Backlash. While 2021 did finally give us the singles run in the sun that we'd been clamoring to see from Cesaro seemingly since forever, that still didn't mean that this period didn't come without a few regrets along the way for the Swiss Superman. Not long removed from a Mania banger with Seth Rollins, Cesaro was thrown into a program with SmackDown's resident Tribal Chief, with the two meeting at WrestleMania backlash over the Universal Championship. And though the match with the former barman sits as one of Reigns' most acclaimed defenses ever, it didn't quite live up to the lofty expectations Cesaro had set in his mind for this long-awaited one-on-one world title showdown. In a conversation on the Out of Character podcast with Ryan Satin, the Universal title challenger would confess, "Do you know what I was disappointed about? I wish it would have been in front of fans. That was like the one thing. I was like, that match, the build-up, everything. I wish it would have been in front of fans." It's hard to argue that some live energy wouldn't have taken this one up a few notches. But Cesaro and Reigns still kept swinging and knocked it out of the park regardless. Number 3, Jon Moxley vs. Kenny Omega, Revolution 2021. For all of the epic and mind-blowing things that AEW managed to achieve in 2021, it's worth remembering they still hold the capacity to mortally cock up on occasion. And in the case of Revolution 2021's much-anticipated explosive show closer between Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley over the AEW World Championship in an exploding barbed wire death match, Sugar Honey Ice-T royally hit the fan live on pay-per-view. After launching themselves through exploding tables and slicing their bodies open with vicious barbed wire, Mox and the Cleaner brilliantly set the stage for the former champ to fall victim to an explosive laced ring in the closing stages. But said climactic eruption never came to pass, and both Mox and Eddie Kingston, attempting to protect his pal, were made to look a touch foolish in the aftermath. Struggling to hide his annoyance at the poorly executed finale, Mox would take to the mic off-air, seemingly taking a shot at the shoddy workmanship while still keeping somewhat in character. There are a few things in life scarier than the thought of being blown up. Pissing off Jon Moxley may just be one of them. Though it is worth adding that Omega was said to be furious about the finish too. Number 2, Drew McIntyre vs. Jinder Mahal, SummerSlam 2021. Just about every person crammed inside of Allegiant Stadium was simply over the moon to see the man come around again. As Becky Lynch made her surprising return to the land of WWE during August's SummerSlam event. Well, everyone that is, except from a certain Scottish psychopath. After spending a significant amount of time building towards a meaty throwdown with his former 3MB chum, Jinder Mahal, the two powerhouses were thrown into the unenviable spot of following up on that aforementioned big-time reaction for Bex. McIntyre would admit that much of the energy was zapped from the crowd after such a monumental pop, telling CBS Sports' Shaquille Majuri to walk out after that the crowd was a bit deflated. "It wasn't quite what I hoped the reaction was." The former WWE champion would go on to admit that the match did still achieve all it needed to in giving him the big win on a big stage. But you do have to feel for the two sorry souls trying to give that packed stadium a reason to lose their minds moments after witnessing one of the biggest comebacks of the year. You do not envy them. Number 1, Cody Rhodes vs. Anthony Ogogo, Double or Nothing 2021. There's not being entirely happy with one particular match or the odd botched promo. And then there's feeling entirely dissatisfied by a program from start to finish. Unfortunately, that latter scenario is one that Cody Rhodes experienced all too recently, as the American Nightmare recalled his feelings towards his work with Anthony Ogogo coming into Double or Nothing 2021 to Brandon F. Walker on an episode of Wrestling, going on record to state that he regretted his controversial history lesson promo and almost everything about the Anthony Ogogo angle. Rhodes would admit that this aforementioned ill-advised sequence on the mic set the angle in like a tailspin. From there on out, the classic UK vs. USA fun-spirited deal was out the window, and the pair would battle it out in a few matches before going their separate ways. Rhodes has even admitted that before the program was thoroughly botched, he was set for a rematch in the UK. But now, as the star put it himself, "I just never want to think about it again." And with that, we'll close off this list. You and me both, Cody. You and me both.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.